ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, Chapter 2nd, Prayers by the Demigods, Text 35. Satvam nached dhatar itam nicham bhavet. Sattvam nached dhatar idam nijam bhavet. Vijnanam adjnana bhidapamarjanam. Vijnanam adjnana bhidapamarjanam. Guna prakasher anumiyate bhavan. Guna prakasher anumiyate bhavan. Prakashate yasya chaye nana yeva guna. Tishan. O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your Lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. I'll read the second part of the purport. First part was covered yesterday. The highest blunder committed by the impersonalist is to think that when the incarnation of God comes, he accepts a form of matter in the mode of goodness. Actually, the form of Krishna or Narayan is transcendental to any material idea. Even the greatest impersonalist, Shankaracharya, has admitted, Narayano para avyakta. The material creation is caused by the avyakta, the impersonal manifestation of matter, or the non-phenomenal total reservoir of matter. And Krishna is transcendental to that material conception. This is expressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Shuddha Sattva or transcendental. The Lord does not belong to the material mode of goodness, for he is above the position of material goodness. He belongs to the transcendental eternal status of bliss and knowledge. Dear Lord, the demigods prayed, when you appear in your different incarnations, you take different names and forms according to different situations. Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive. You are called Shama Sundar because of your transcendental beauty. Sham means blackish. Yet they say that you are most beautiful than thousands of cupids. Kandarp koti kamaniya. Although you appear in a color which is compared to that of a blackish cloud, you are the transcendental absolute, and therefore your beauty is many, many times more attractive than the delicate body of Cupid. Sometimes you are called Giridhari because you lifted the hill known as Govardhan. you are sometimes called Nandan Nandan or Vasudev or Devaki Nandan because you appear as a son of Maharaj Nanda or Devaki or Vasudev. Impersonalists think that your many names and forms are according to a particular type of word and quality because they accept you from the position of a material observer. Our dear Lord, the way of understanding is not to study your absolute nature, form and activities by mental speculation. One must engage himself in devotional service. Then one can understand your absolute nature and your transcendental form, name and quality. Actually, only a person who has a little taste for the service of your lotus feet can understand your transcendental nature or form and quality. Others may go on speculating for millions of years, but it is not possible for them to understand even a single part of your actual position. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by the non-devotees because there is a curtain of yoga maya which covers Krishna's actual features. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.25, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, the Lord says, I am not exposed to anyone and everyone. When Krishna came, he was actually present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and everyone saw him, but not everyone could understand that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, everyone who died in his presence attained complete liberation from material bondage and was transferred to the spiritual world. Because foolish mudas do not awaken their spiritual nature, they do not understand Krishna or Ram. Avajananti ma mudha manushim tanum ashritam. Even big academic scholars, not considering the endeavors of the acharyas who have recommended devotional service in many elaborate commentaries and notes, think that Krishna is fictitious. This is due to a lack of transcendental knowledge and a failure to awaken Krishna consciousness. One should have the common sense to ask why, if Krishna or Rama were fictitious, stalwart scholars like Sridhar Swami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Veera Raghav, Vijay Dhwaj, Vallabhacharya and many other recognized acharyas would have spent so much time to write about Krishna in notes and commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. By demigods to the Supreme Lord. Different prayers they are offering. Of course, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate original spiritual master, Supreme Personality, Godhead, everything. So here in this verse we can see that the demigods are offering, continuing to offer wonderful prayers. And they're saying that, O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your Lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. So here we can see that demigods like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, so many demigods must have come in that prison. Where Devaki was kept. And they knew that Lord Krishna is there within the womb. And they took that opportunity because they knew that Lord is not now, he cannot move now. He has to hear our prayers, correct? So they took that opportunity of coming from different planets. And the Supreme Lord also reciprocates because even they had travel on the banks of Kshir Sagar, Milk Ocean, correct? Where there inside the Lord was residing on Kshatadeep. And they also had offered a lot of prayers, correct? That, oh Lord, please come. You need to take your incarnation again. Because they were troubled. They were suffering. And it was a big crisis they were undergoing. Because on Earth planet, your demons were so powerful. They were creating a big havoc, troubling sadhus, rishis, and they were making their life really miserable. Sadhus are very simple, very tolerant, correct? They don't want to retaliate or curse someone. That they could have, they could have immediately cursed all these demons within few words and they could have been finished. But sometimes they have to take, they accept certain vows that they will not become angry, they'll be tolerant. So they have to tolerate all these calamities. And these demons, what kind of troubles they were doing. In Mumbai, especially when it rains, it rains water, correct? But these demons were raining all these obnoxious things. Stool, urine, blood, mucus, all these kind of very, very unpalatable substances on their holy yagya kundas. You can imagine just like the seeing the in that such kind of environment, one will just have nausea and vomiting and so many troubles. So sadhus, they underwent so much tapasya in that sense that they had to tolerate all these kind of calamities. And even demigods were troubled. They were always in fear. Kansa and his party, they were always creating problems to all the demigods. So demigods had to do something. Because in such kind of situation is there, nobody can be happy. Correct. So therefore, at that time, they had approached the Supreme Lord that now we have to intervene. We cannot, we have crossed our limits of tolerance. It's beyond our capacity to tolerate now. So they went, they offered Purusha Shukta prayers. And it is not that Lord is not hearing. He just silently sleeping somewhere. But he was understanding all the pains. He knew that all these sages are going through all this kind of traumatic situation. And Lord, he understands everything. He knows that devotees are going through some kind of troubles or some kind of crisis. and he will appear at the right time. When it is exactly needed, he will appear. So Lord was making all the preparations, and we saw that earlier, how these six sons were killed. And even for Devaki and Vasudev, it was not easy to tolerate such kind of things, to bear the child and then going through so much difficulties, and then later what they had to do, very submissively go to Kansa and offer the child. This is the child. And what he is going to do? He is going to smash that small infant child on a very, very hard stone. Can we imagine the hard-heartedness of this Kansa, that he doesn't mind killing all these small children for the sake of his own sense gratification? Because he was afraid that I will be in stake. My position in this mortal world is going to be in stake. So I will do anything and everything to vanquish anyone. I don't mind. So that is the extreme limit. So that is the demonic mentality. And Vasudeva and Devaki, they were just tolerating. And the Supreme Lord also knew all these things are going to happen. It is not that Lord is emotionless. He is emotionally dead person. He doesn't have any emotions. The Supreme Lord has spiritual emotions. He becomes quite emotional. He cannot tolerate such kind of things. But at the same time, he has his particular way of handling things. So therefore he invites Yoga Maya, his own Shakti, to help him in his incarnation. So therefore when Lord appears in this material world, he appears through Yoga Maya Shakti. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavatta. Srila Prabhupada quotes this in this word, in this purport, that when the Supreme Lord is appearing, he covers himself with his Yoga Maya Shakti. And therefore, somebody who is not having the right attitude towards the Supreme Lord, they may see him externally, but still they'll not be able to understand. That is the subtle covering of Yoga Maya. And therefore, here the demigods are offering prayers because they are aware that the Supreme Lord is not material. Because even sometimes the Supreme Lord comes to this material world, people speculate about Lord's appearance. They think that he has appeared like human being, so he is like one of us. And he also went through so many difficulties, karma. They think that Krishna was also under the influence of karma. He was killed by that hunter. So like that, so many ways the Yoga Maya Shakti bewilders such people, because they try to understand the Supreme Lord by their own mental speculation, by their own intelligence. And here, the demigods are offering prayers that, O Lord, cause of all causes, you are the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. If something is happening in this material world, then there has to be some cause. And for that also there has to be some cause. And in this way, when we go back and back, then we'll realize that ultimately it is happening from the Supreme Lord. Even sometimes our sufferings are also... But if we take it them at positively, then we will make tremendous advancement. When we take the same things negatively, then we prolong our existence in this material world. Why we are suffering? If we, demigods, they could have could have given so many justifications, they could have said so many things to Lord that, oh, you are, because of you, are we are suffering. They could have so many ways of reasoning. If you want to find fault with someone, or then there can be so many ways to tell that only because of this person, all these problems are happening. There is a saying that give the dog bad name and hang it. Correct? something like that. Maybe you can correct. So, like that means the dog is barking or something because of this, and then hang it, just kill that thing. So that way people have that kind of tendency to find faults. They don't want to accept their own faults. That is a big problem. And whatever faults we see on others are actually our own reflections. Because we have those faults, therefore we try to see those faults in others. Just like cataract. Somebody has a cataract in his eye. Then what happens? Then he will not see everything clear. Everything will look little blurry. And he will think that the whole world is bad. There is some problem with the whole world. But not in the world, but in your own eye. That is the main problem. You just remove that cataract and you will see everything clearly. So therefore everything is happening properly. But we think that there is some problem. That maybe this devotee is not doing something properly or something, I need to correct him. And then there can be so many different ways of justifying, philosophizing, to show that I am the only right person, everyone should follow me. So there can be so many ways to put down someone, to make so much negativity. So, here the Lord also gets affected in the sense that sometimes people, they have different philosophies and then they say that the Lord takes material form. So how much we can imagine that Lord must be feeling pain that, Arey Baba, I have come as in my spiritual form. You are not able to understand. Avaja Ananti Ma Muda. Sometimes he has to really smash them. That Avaja Ananti Ma Muda Manushyam Tanam Ashritam. And in that verse also they will speculate. That those who are mudas, they think that that he they don't understand that he has taken Manushyam Tanam Ashritam. That is the way of interpretation. So that is a problem. So they even that verse they can't understand. So, therefore, we need the scriptures and the bona fide acharyas to give the real commentaries that what is the appearance of the Supreme Lord? Janma karma chame divyam. It is not ordinary. When the Supreme Lord appears in this material world, that is not an ordinary event. And sometimes at some places there is a discussion in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that how is that Krishna was not there? I mean, Krishna is every time there, existing everywhere. So how is that Krishna was not there in the heart of Devaki? He was there in the heart of Vasudev. It's not that something happened and he descended from some different planet or something. It happened, yes, he has come from Golok Vrindavan. But he has made himself available to our material vision. We are not able to understand the spiritual aspect. Because still we see everything from the material angle. So therefore, we need to see some form. Then we believe, yes, there is the form existing. If everything is impersonal, everything is avyakta, then we will not be able to understand. So, the Supreme Lord descends from the spiritual plane to the material plane. And it is not that on the spiritual plane there is no form or there is no variety. There is a spiritual form, there is a spiritual variety. In the present condition state, we are not able to grasp that spiritual form or variety. Because Atta Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indriye. We cannot understand the Supreme, the transcendental form with our material intelligence. That is another discussion in the maybe the last chapters of 10th canto, the prayers by the demigods, the prayers by the personified Vedas. And that's a big detailed explanation and discussion. But these personified Vedas, they are saying that how you are transcendental ultimately, you are not material, and you manifest to this material plane for our benefit, for the benefit of common people. Otherwise common people cannot understand. So therefore, Krishna's birth, Krishna's appearance has to be understood from a different platform. And here, in this three paragraphs I was just reading, Srila Prabhupada is making so clear that if somebody has a right attitude to understand the Supreme Lord, then it becomes very easy. It will not be any difficulty. And Srila Prabhupada first quotes Shankaracharya, who also accepted that Narayano Paravyakta, that Narayan is para avyakta, he is beyond, is unmanifested. There is a philosophy that everything has manifested, whatever we see manifested in this material world has come from unmanifest something, avyakta, nirgun, nirakar. From this everything has manifested. But here Shankaracharya himself is saying that Narayana paravyakta, Narayana is beyond the avyakta. He is beyond. So Shankaracharya has that, he's having that understanding. He's establishing that truth. Although Brahman, Satya, Jagat, Mithya, he explained. But Srila Prabhupada explains that Brahman, Satya, Brahman, Satya, Jagat, Mithya. That is the truth, actually, we can say that. It means Brahman and Parabrahma. That we need to understand from the higher perspective. And Jagan Mithya, it is not totally Mithya. It is real, temporarily it is real. So it cannot be accepted completely. So therefore, we need Vaishnava Acharyas to accept that, to understand this philosophy. Because if somebody tries to understand through our material intelligence, still he will not be able to understand. And then in the second paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explains that how demigods are praying, that the Supreme Lord is taking different names and forms. The Supreme Lord takes different names and different forms. And there are so many names, like Lord Krishna, Lord Shama Sundar. So Srila Prabhupada explains that these names are also transcendental. Because there is no difference between the Supreme Lord and His name. Because everything is on the spiritual platform. But if somebody is having the material consciousness, he will think that the name is material. And that's the greatest mistake done by the impersonalists. They think that, Srila Prabhupada writes here, that impersonalists think that your many names and forms are according to a particular type of work and quality because they accept you from the position of a material observer. Sorry. So they see the Lord from the material angle. So therefore they think that whatever Lord is doing, all these activities, these are material. And ultimately when everything will be finished, he will go back again in that impersonal aspect.
Sorry.
And in that way, then they have every reason to justify that since Lord has taken this human-like form or the material form, when we become liberated, we can merge into the impersonal Brahman. We can also become merged with that avyakta. So that is the greatest danger. Srila Prabhupada explains many places that what is his last snare of Maya? That one thinks that I can become one with God. That is the last snare of Maya. That one wants to become God. He wants to take the position of God. And when one is completely influenced by the Supreme Lord's illusory energy, then one will think that I can become God. If somebody submissively hears the message of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, one will humbly accept that I am not the Supreme, I am the infinitesimal part and parcel. 1/10,000 tip of the hair. Can we imagine our position in this material cosmos? That we are so insignificant. But the covering is so powerful that insignificant soul thinks that I am the greatest. I am the Lord of everyone. Everyone should follow me. Everyone should hear from me. So that is the biggest risk. If somebody develops that kind of mentality, it's very dangerous. And subtly, Maya keeps whispering in our ear that, yes, you are the one. Sorry. So that is the greatest danger. So therefore, one has to be extremely careful that even in ISKCON, this kind of things may happen. That one may be just in the beginning join as a very simple brahmachari. He doesn't know anything, illiterate totally. Washing the pots, brooming the temple, and in some position. And then something else. And then it becomes such a big mess that everyone thinks that, yes, this is the only way to follow. So that is a big problem. Therefore, we need to check ourselves many times. And therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur Maharaj was very expert in this way. That this is all mental concoction. You are just hovering on the mental platform. Just beat your mind 100 times with the broom and the stick and the shoes. Just keep beating the mind. You are so insignificant. You join as a very insignificant person and you think that you become the greatest. That is a problem. So one has to be very, very careful. Srila Prabhupada cautions so many times that don't think that you'll not be influenced by Maya. What was Prabhupada's concern for everyone? That what is my fear? That you are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. You are taking Maya for granted. I have conquered everything. So that is a fear. So to that extent somebody can go actually. So therefore Prabhupada said that you be lamb at home and lion outside. When you are preaching to people outside, you may be a lion, big lion, roaring at them, bringing them to Krishna consciousness with your philosophical presentations. But when you come back to home, be a very simple, humble devotee. Don't even desire to accept any recognition from even new devotees, new brahmacharis, that that he will glorify you, he has to submissively follow you. Now don't expect that, anything. Just be very simple, humble. That will protect you. If you start pushing everyone, that everyone should follow me, then that will create a big trouble for everyone. So therefore, the anarthas, there are so many anarthas which start manifesting when we come to Krishna consciousness. So therefore, it is quite symbolic because Lord Krishna killed many demons after he took birth. Before he took birth, all these six anarthas had to be cleared. So lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, they had to be first eradicated from our heart. Once that is gone, then Krishna will take birth. And then when Krishna takes birth, then still there are so many other anarthas will manifest. Prabhupada has given so simple philosophy in a very, very simple language. But still one will think that, no, there is something incomplete. Maybe Prabhupada has not given something higher. Maybe let me go somewhere else. And then they may fall prey to false gurus. They may get deviated like Putana demoness. Then Shakatasur, Agasur, Trunavartha, and then the forest fire. Even within the community there can be so many disturbances, because Maya will not leave you very easily. That is the job of Maya. That she will not want to go any living entity very easily to Golok Vrindavan. So she will keep troubling, taunting, haunting, and creating disturbances in the society. So therefore, it's a responsibility of every devotee to keep the environment clean. If somebody puts, this temple is so nice, clean, everything. Somebody puts some paper, start littering here, there, throws something there. So then what will happen? Maybe Vrajraj Priya Prabhu will have a lot of time. I mean, a lot of service to do. But if everyone follows things properly, then he will be peaceful. He will be very happy to do that service more joyfully. Because one who is in charge of any particular service, they know how thankless this task is. They have to just clean up things, all the mess and everything. But everyone cooperates, then things become easy. So therefore, it's a responsibility of every devotee to keep the environment of ISKCON very clean. In terms of relationships, in terms of following our own sadhana, our life, giving an exemplary life as brahmacharis or as grahasthas or as vanaprasthas or sannyasis. And that unity will attract more people. If things are more disunited, people are fighting, quarreling amongst each other, even on the higher levels, then that will not attract the grace of the Supreme Lord, His divine grace. So therefore, if we want to make progress, if we want to attract the grace of the Supreme Lord, then first our heart has to be very clean. Then the Supreme Lord will manifest. We cannot invite the Lord or a very, very important guest in a messy place. Things are just in shambles and not kept properly. Nobody would like to come to such place. Even last year, US President had visited here in Mumbai, and they spent like huge fortune to keep everything clean, to show that we are very clean. So that's external. But afterwards, what happened? Again, things are back to square one. So therefore, if you want Lord to come and reside eternally in our hearts, then one has to work very sincerely. And in that way, one can make tremendous advancement in one's own life, and that will inspire many, many conditioned souls to come to this moment. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Anyone has any comments, one question or whatever? I have to abide by the timings. 9:15. Sorry. But still, anyone has any question or something to comment? Just 1 or 2 minutes. Okay. Thank you very much. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. These are many things were for my own personal purification, not for anyone against. No grudges against anyone. Thank you. Hare Krishna.